All right. Hello, everyone. Welcome to the Laura Canfield Show, the Awaken to Happiness Now Global Series. Thank you so much for being here today. And I'm so happy and excited that my good friend Audrey Light Language is back with us again. She's been with us many, many times, and we always have such a fun conversation, fun call, high vibe, and always, you know, new information coming through. So today we're talking about declaring and defining oneself to stand in one's godhood. And we're going to talk about that and more. We're going to be taking some live caller questions and maybe a channeling. We'll see what happens. We'll see what wants to come through. So for those of you who don't know, Audrey is a spiritual architect and energy engineer. She lives in New York but works worldwide. She's a speaker of the languages of the light and the Akash and a divine channel. She is celebrated as a healer to the healers from time before time and was a vessel for spirit to birth forth a new octave for humanity in Gaia. Audrey has worked with clients in person in New York City and all over the world via Skype or phone. And, you know, we always work via Skype. It works really well. And she works with light language, the language of the Akash, channeled messages from higher beings, sacred key numerical codes, and your own personal list of ascension numbers. Here are mine from the last time we spoke. And DNA upgrades, all which are extremely powerful, releasing, healing, and activating that occur on multiple levels. She's been featured in many, many times at the New Life Expo in New York City, been interviewed many times on popular radio shows and telesummits. So today we're going to be, like I said, talking about declaring and defining oneself to stand in one's godhood and more. And so for those of you who do have questions for Audrey and her team, you can raise your hand or you can type in the chat your questions and we'll get to them a little bit later. So Audrey, welcome to the show.
Thank you. I'm so excited to be back with you and your beautiful family of listeners. It's always so beautiful to be with you and all your beautiful family. It's so wonderful. Thank you so much for being able to come on and share some of the work with them. So they're going to be receiving beautiful codes and some releasing and all that. So they get a little taste of what is being offered for them. So it's so beautiful. And also the wonderful sharing in community is so, so important. That's why we were talking about, you know, do the calls as well as the usual passage, because community is so important to be together, to talk and share. It's wonderful having recorded works like are also offered there, but then that ability to talk, to share, to speak in that community, you know, is so beautiful, that option as well. So thank you for that.
Oh, awesome. Yes, absolutely. And I, you know, for me, live calls are so much more they're much more fun. I find live calls to be so much more fun, you know, and interactive, and you can ask questions and receive answers right away. And so today, we're talking about being in your godhood, resonating with your godhood, being declaring, defining oneself to stand in your godhood. What does that mean from the high level beings? What does that mean?
Yes. As we understand now, we know that we're multidimensional beings, right? Not just here, the lives upon Gaia, but simultaneously, people speak about in the idea dead and buried, right? Another time. But in reality, it's not another time, right? Think of the CD with the laser light of your consciousness, just being able to perceive one of them, right? But all the information's on the CD, or for us older ones who understand the record, right? And all the lines of the grooves where that needle is upon the record, right? But they're all there, all the information on the record, on the CD, is all the lives are happening simultaneously, because there's really not time as we're perceiving it here. So it's not dead and buried, right? So these works are to assist others with all the untangling of the old energy, as we know, generational things. So we're not only talking about generational in this life that goes back, your Gaia lives, your multidimensional aspects of you lives and energetics and childhood thing, unconscious, subconscious. It's huge, right? And if we understand we've been doing this for looping and looping and looping, which we were never meant to be looping, but the parasitic plague that needed to live off the life force of others because it played so deeply in the forgetting and the exploration of the density and the duality and the lower vibrations of consciousness, was not able to sustain itself. So we devised this way to keep so many stuck over and over again to sustain itself. So now these are the beautiful times, right? To be able to step into one's sovereignty, divine birthright, right? But to do that, one must disentangle from all that energy that is on the DNA, right? As a soul architect, all that information being fed back to the soul, right? That when we go into the new, we can't take those distortions or those same neural networking of the old habits and beliefs and paradigms over and over, you know? New means new platform. We have a beautiful foundation built, right, with all that we have gathered. But anyone who's going to build something does not just sit in the foundation, right? They know they have a beautiful firm foundation, right? Like your beautiful studies, right, that you have your white clothes and such and such. We know that we have these beautiful firm foundations, but we go forth and we build from there, which means we cannot take the old paradigms and beliefs, because then we'll be doing the same. This is about remembering oneself, recalling self to self as what creation is doing. Because there's only one being, whether you call it God, prime creator, the field of consciousness, right? It is all names, because it is all things, is it, right? And the unnameable, of course, right? So we were part of that originally, and we've come into this exploration, experiment, game, whatever you want to call it, adventure, forgetting yeah. ourselves. But now is the time to take back that which is ours, our sovereignty, our divine birthright, remembrance of ourselves. So creation is calling those portions of itself back to itself to not only remember, but put a member back on as if in the body of creation. So for us to get in alignment with that. Now, I'm like a time traveler, right? So we know it's all one time, but we're just talking in human reference of this point, you know? Yeah. Mm-hmm. It's as if the future points did not play out well, right? With the AI and all the other things that had gone on in the story. But unwittingly or wittingly, many are still leading others down those paths that didn't play out well. You know, I'm thinking we're coming back to just pull that all out, but yet we are actually witnessing, you know, what happened as well. So we do not want to go down those paths. That's why we've come back as creator beings in remembrance of self to assist to make those new potentials, new timelines for one to get on, which is the new, rendering the old new as old, right? Because this new opportunity is there. But to be able to stand in one's godhood as a pillar of light, right? Beyond chakra, to a pillar of light, mm-hmm. the male and female within us blended, right, to that pillar of light, as like biblically they talk about the marriage of the bride and the bridegroom, is that male and female blended, no matter the vessel you are wearing, because we're feminine in this one, you know, but female, but in other aspects we are also male simultaneously. Mm-hmm. So for everyone to understand and do that, understand they are the goddess, right? Blend the male and female together to be that pillar of light. So when one stands in their godhood, this is the word about defining oneself, right? By you're declaring yourself what you are. You are known by who you are, by your energy, by your expression, you know, by the essence of you, which is your soul. Many are interested in physicality, you know, look pretty, to be healthy, your physical being. And I understand that, or your love, or where you're going to live, or what your job is going to be. But again, we're out of that in but a moment, right? So this, we have done that life upon life. Mm-hmm. This opportunity is giving us the beautiful availability to take control again, hold the helm of the ship, the vessel, right? And steer it to the new, right? Not the old new. But again, to be able to stand there, it cannot be love, unity, oneness that is only a concept and spoken, right? Or sold. It must be truly of the heart that one walks the talk that they are talking about love, unity, oneness, to be in their essence of their being and expanded awareness. All the old disentangled from the new codes and the upgrades brought into one. So they are in resonance and matching the new playing field, so to say, to be in alignment with, to find themselves upon. So these works that I'm doing is so important because it gives someone a beautiful firm platform mm-hmm. as they travel through creation, where they will find themselves, right? By these works that they are doing, because their true treasure is their soul essence of being. So soul essence, soul abundance, you know, because if one wants to stand in their godhood, and I know this offends people, and it's not an offense, it's just factual, as Elohim embodied, weaver of codes for creation, I am from the first point of primordialness of essence from the mother, maybe I'll bring her in later. It is to say, when you want to stand in your godhood and find yourself there, you cannot look outside to everyone else to tell you, whether a seer, an oracle, angel, master, galactic, you understand? Because if you wish to be there in the new, those beings are not all there, because who are they in actuality? They are creation wearing those masks, playing in while it was forgetting itself, right? To have those that hold remembering while other portions of itself were sleeping and forgetting. Now it is the time to pull the masks off and know, Yes, that all those beings are source, creator, creation. Mm-hmm. So you cannot stand in your Godhead and say, hello, hello, because you don't need to, because you are connected, yes, to your Godhood, your God self in that, sorry, you are connected to creation, to God, you and it, one and the same, which you are, which you emanated from originally, right? So there is thusly when you say you declare, you make this declaration, your essence of your being, you're defining who you are and to be able to stand in your Godhood. So you find yourself in the new. Again, the higher self and you no longer separate. It's not out there. You're moving all that low energy out of the way. So you and the higher self are one and the same. Thusly is the walking heaven on earth, because you and the higher self are one and the same. The expression of, we say new, but it's actually the original point of essence of beingness, right? Going back to that, and then not even looping in the same there, but adding so much more to it, you know? So creation has a new beautiful expression of itself, you know, through its embodiments. Because beautiful ones, you know, think of creation. Creation is destruction and building, you know, birth and destruction, right? Mm-hmm. It's very chaotic. It's so powerful, you know? So what are we doing? What we are doing is bringing balance to the chaos. Remember I said the pillar of light, male and female balance, through the balancing of that chaos, we bring meaning to creation so it can experience itself through all of us, which is it. So see how important you all are? See what we are doing? So can we close the old book? We have written in it already. That's why, remember, I always share on your show about the shiny, triumphant golden ones. Mm-hmm. And my work says, those of you who, despite all this forgetting, despite this trying to hold you down and all that has gone on, pulling the wool over your eyes and what lurks underneath the carpet, you know, you were able to still stand and recognize and remember what you are and not hold it in a concept, but actually be it in your expressions, right? So you go down in the book of life to your predecessors, which are, again, all of you, right? Because we're always reincarnating and such. So to your predecessors as the shining, triumphant, golden ones, because we, for creation, have walked through the forgetting, you understand? Looped it over and over, had the stuckness, survived it, remember what we are. So we wrote it in the book of life, yes? So never again will any portion of creation need to experientially go through this and open up the parasitic plague and forgetting again, yes? They will access it in concept through the book of life, which is then sealed, so not to experience or any other beingness have to evolutionary go through this, because we did. That's why they're shiny, triumphant, golden ones. And we then go to write in the new book, right? The new creation, the new experiences to be had, where we're creating no longer in forgetting, right? Creator beings creating from forgetting, but creator beings creating in remembrance of what we are. And that is so beautiful, you know? Mm. So I'm sorry I'm going on and on and on, but I hope that kind of explains it a bit. So one must, what are you, right? Are you going to go the path of evolution, right? Or are you going to go the path of devolution, right? All things that don't evolve, just go the path of devolution, you know? This, because this system has been deemed as an obsolete system. It has nothing else to give creation. It has looped it over and over again. Mm-hmm. It has caused a stagnation within creation. Stagnation is a contradiction to life. Life is about motion and movement. And so thus we come to assist for that motion and movement, yes? That other old system is a parasitic system. It cannot sustain itself. It is not self-sustaining. The new of evolution are all those that are self-sustaining system. Life, which is actually about creation, you know, like a whole bunch of snowflakes, but each of the snowflakes are individual, unique unto themselves, mm-hmm. right? So one must then get in resonance of where they will find themselves. If they wish to keep their beautiful gift that creation has given us of our individuality, one must be in resonance, yes, with that new to stand in their Godhood. Because if not, then what happens? You go devolution, right? So absorb back to all that is, which was the originating point that we all came from, yes? But one must stand in that Godhood, right? To keep this beautiful gift, because the looping is not going to happen, you know? We want to, creation wants to express itself in so many beautiful ways, standing in remembrance of itself. So not only in Gaia and humanity, but throughout creation, right? And as Elohim, I state all these things to you, right? As we were codes of creation from first point of creation, primordialness, before all this went on, you know? So the beautiful opportunity to get oneself in resonance, you know? Mm-hmm. And consciousness expanded to understand, because we don't want, when a portion of creation travels through its own body, which is all of it creation, you're going to be eaten, raped, murdered. God knows what's going to happen, right? No more of that. We've already written that in the Book of Life. We don't need to have it anymore, not only here, but throughout all of the body of creation. So creation can explore the magic and wonder of its own self, you know, and remember itself as that and have those beautiful experiences, because we did this all. People don't remember. They say lessons. There are no more lessons. There's not lessons. These lessons are a trap. These are experiences. When you have a lesson, you could fail. You understand? So you failed. You got to go back negative, right? If you understand these are experiences, we as creation are going forth to have experiences. See the difference? It's always a positive, whether a little or a lot, right? You always take something away and you come to know it, not only in concept, but this beautiful thing that we could do to walk through it and add the experiential knowing to the conceptual knowing, to taste it, to touch it, to smell it, you know, so that adds the depth of the knowing of the thing so much more deeply, you know? So no more lessons, beautiful ones, no more chakras, because they hold people, and then when you talk about karma and chakra, that's the old stuff, right? The pillar of light, doing the work, so it all turns on. So that's some of the things to do. That does that give you a little bit of understanding of what that declaring of oneself and definition of oneself would entail, you know? So
awesome. It's so
important, because where you're going to be found as you travel through creation, because this is a huge, as everyone knows, you know, change that is occurring on multiple levels, not only here with Gaia and humanity, you know?
Well, wow. It's like, okay, where do I go from here? It's like, there's like all sorts of different
and
questions.
You're saying, wow. Remember, I say my work is about wow.
Yes, yes,
you did. It's not a selling tactic.
You did say that, absolutely. Yeah, so wow. So, of course, you know, those of us who are on this path, those of us who are on these types of calls, we have been working on ourselves, right? We've been, you know, to get back to who we truly are, to claim our divine birthright, being the Godhead, Godhood, Goddess, God that we truly are, right? And experiencing that more and more, right? Connecting to that, experiencing that, and living through that more and more. But we still have some experiences, because I don't like the word lessons either. I always use experiences. It's an experience, you know, but we still are having some patterns that keep showing up still, you know, over and over again. Some experiences that we keep reliving over and over again. Can we stop that now?
Well, that the thing is about that. Do we have almost the same nail color? Nail color polish? Look at that. Ah, it's so pretty. So, but that looping, right, is part of also habits, old habits to be drawn into. You know what I mean? Yeah. That is why to observe oneself outside of the story and the emotion is so important. Remember I talk about the dock and falling off the dock is the emotion. Yeah. And that's okay. We're human. We've come to feel. But the point is get back on the dock. So you balance and juggle rather than go down the water in the rapids, which are going to tangle and toss you in the energy. And those things that are very real that I call parasitic are going to feed on you, right? Because life upon life, we've looped in this over and over, playing the same energies with different, you know, same people, let's say souls, but different personas. Who's the dad? Who's the mom one time or not? Or the love or this or that, right? So different masks, different vessels, different platforms, but same energy, right? Looping over and over again. Because what then? You're going to feed those forces that need that energy to maintain themselves, you know? So we come to a place to understand this from the bigger picture and say, wait a minute, I'm not going to go down the waters and rapids tangled in that and feed other forces. I'm going to feed and nourish me, right? So ever more important not to have those essences, those beings, whatever you want to call them, the parasitic plague that are out there and affecting people, right? The bigger picture, as we know, all those beings that really control things, you know, wanting to maintain their agendas off of us, you know, and our life force. And that is some of the same thing of why the loops over and over. That's why my work is so important, because it changes the neural networking, right? Assist those to get out of the crevasse, right? My work says the crevasse because it's a slippery slope rather than just the path they walked over and over. They've made a crevasse that they're in, right? So to assist them to get out of that, because sometimes it's just habits, right? Things that people maintain. They've gotten so used to it. They don't know to walk any other path, right? It's just like automatic. Or those other forces which are controlling them or moving the people around them that want to get the other people who are stable, let's say, off the dock, off their stability. If they can't move you, they will attempt to move you, these forces, by loved ones or situations or circumstances to get you off of that balance, right? So that's why it's so important to have observation of self-awareness holding on to the rein of those emotions, you know, mm-hmm. observing it from here yourself to understand, hey, that's a story, that's an experience, you know, so you're not just taken down in the, and totally in the emotion of that, you know. So it's beginning what I talk about, a re-education, right, for oneself, and whatever works one can assist to help. Because when sometimes we're taken down, my goodness gracious, it's because these forces are very powerful that want to maintain their herd, their sheeple, their battery, their food, their entertainment, whatever word you want to say. You know what mm-hmm. I mean?
Yep,
when
I
you break something down, it comes from life force. Life wants to find a way, any way that it possibly can. We know that already, you know? So these things do not want to be put down and ended so easily. That is why we keep to the path, right? We keep raising back up no matter what happens, right? We keep staying here, right, to hold that light. Mm-hmm. So this thing that we're creating and collecting as many as we can to be in resonance with that godhood, the new day, you know, because mm-hmm. we don't go down what the other future played out. It wasn't good. It didn't play out well, you know. Creation lost something of itself in that. Imagine human is no more, you know, because we become transhuman and AI and all of this, which is all a lie, because we didn't need AI. When we turn back onto the magic that is ours before the DNA was altered and such, we don't need that, you know. We do it all, you know.
Yeah.
So the trickery of that. So to come and assist people to be re-educated and empowered, right? And a hands up if these forces are trying to take one down and hold them down, you know? This is why you have your beautiful community, right? And we're doing the calls, we're offering these works. So when one has all these forces bombarding them, because remember, they've held them over and over again. They don't want to release them. They don't want to let them go. Mm-hmm. Or another issue is, people are so used to this inhabit, right, because they've been trained from generations ago and such, right, that they themselves don't want to let it go. I know that I've been doing work behind the scenes for years, you know, and also with a couple of other people, and she would look around, you know, and she would say, my goodness, she goes, they, meaning the people, are what is perpetuating this, you know, because again, the old habits, the beliefs, right, to get out of that, what they hold so dear that they've been entrained, let's say over and over again, right, by yeah. other forces to hold as holy, they don't want to let go of, right? So it's like clutching them out of their hands. Because number five, to make change means, number five is, and I do the number works, the number language, five is to, you know, put aside all the old beliefs and paradigms, you know? No, like I said, you have a beautiful foundation, but then you must go build from there for number seven, which is the truth, right? Mm-hmm. Which what you are, God embodied, source, a spark of, you know, for your own self to have that beautiful experience as creator, creation, but creation itself. Because what do? Then we just sit in the void of the nothingness, you know? And why would one want to go back to that when they have been given this beautiful gift for oneself to have the experience, and through oneself for creator, creation to have those experiences? Because we're one and the same, you know, whatever name you want to say, God, source.
Yeah.
Said to me, tell them they want to honor me. Well, tell them, honor themselves, because they are me, you know. Mm-hmm. And as far as holy ground, you know, again, God, creator, creation, whatever you want to say, the field of consciousness said, where they stand, they make that holy ground, you know. So again, that different perspective. Do you think God, creation is going to, if someone doesn't have money to get a ticket or to go to a sacred place or whatever, do you think they're left out of the loop? No, right? Because some people cannot travel or go. And yeah. in this new understanding, we know, like, the works that we do reaches everywhere. The people that have to go to a specific place on the earth are still that belief system that they think they need to do. Because I know I work with the galaxy codes and whatever I need to do, holding the world in my hand, that I don't have to go through the physical story of being somewhere, you know? That is what one is standing and acting from their God. They don't need to play the story. I gotta get a ticket, gotta get a plane, gotta go to a place, gotta do whatever. You understand what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm. Absolutely. And that is so interesting, because so many people are doing these retreats in sacred sites and sacred places, you know. And I've thought about it from time to time, but I've also been trained, you know, through my culture and so on, that I don't have to go anywhere. Everything is here within me, right where I stand. There's no reason to go anywhere, right?
Yes, and did Christ say, go here, go there, get the other one, call this one, call that one, call whatever, call the angel, call this one. No, Christ said it's in here within you. Everyone wants to talk about the Christ light, the Christ time, the Christ consciousness, right? How about we act like that, which means Christ could walk anywhere, right? Touch anybody, anything, and was accessible to all. Not this protection and not being accessible, right? We're talking about love, unity, and oneness, yet how can you, people are not accessible. How can that be? Where's all the love, unity, and oneness that everyone is talking about? And stuff? You know what I mean? How about we start actually doing some of that in our beingness? And that's why, again, things like this are so important, because we're accessible to people, to laugh, to cry, to giggle. I know when I'm working with clients, sometimes they're like, Audrey, my God, I haven't laughed in so long, right? So the tears, the laughter that a sorry, a CD or a book cannot give you, you know? So this is touching heart to heart, soul to soul, which is another beautiful thing. Yes, books, CDs, everything are wonderful, but this is also a wonderful thing, right?
Because we're acting
with each other, soul to soul, heart to heart, you know? And there's like nothing like that, you know? And when one is making themselves still available for that, whether in group or individual, they are helping the other to feel that. And we are sending that light out. So we are living as the new day now. You know what I mean? Experience it in these moments and our light shining out to all of creation, you know? And it's a beautiful thing, you know? Some of my work said, yes, yes, tell them about community, because community is what? When you're joined in communion, right? Together. And that is so beautiful, you know?
Yes, beautiful. Thank you. Absolutely. And you know, one of the things that you mentioned while you were talking was something about feeding and nourishing ourselves instead of feeding or nourishing the parasitic plague and all that wonderful stuff, and feeding and nourishing ourselves. So how can we do that?
Well, right, to again, something very simple, to begin to observe and witness oneself, right? So you're going to come out of the emotion a bit, because the emotion could take so much down and get wrapped in it, you know?
Oh, and yes, I know.
Crazy and all that kind of thing, right? Yeah, you have to realize, wait a minute, I understand as human I'm feeling, but I understand the bigger picture of things is that I'm going to feed these forces off of this energy and my upset. And I do not want to do that, right? So you understand the bigger picture of things. So that's when you begin to come out of that, right? To observe, witness yourself from here. So you're not in the heat of the emotion, right? Like watching yourself say, hey, like a play, a story, whatever the experience is, right? So you have that little bit of detachment is able to let you hold that spinning wheel of the hell that's going crazy upon the crazy ship, right? Yeah. So you begin to hold the helm of the vessel of yourself. The consciousness is within your vessel, your ship, right? Your embodiment. So you can take control of that situation. What is not going to help one snap out of it when they realize the bigger picture, that they are being food for other essences which eat off of their lower energy that they are emanating, you know, and have kept trapped and looped over and over again, you know? So that is when one can be re-educated to understand the bigger picture that sometimes people in the spiritual community will not talk about. And I'm rebel, and spirit knows that I'm rebel. And at one point I said, oh, I was doing work with spirit behind the scenes, and I had everything how it was supposed to be done. And I'm like, spirit dropped the ball. And I'm like, how did you not keep your ducks in a row? This is ridiculous. I'm an embodiment. Yes, Elohim, an embodiment, but still the limitations of working through this, and you don't keep everything as it's supposed to be, unacceptable, right? I said, so I'm not playing. And I say play because for me, I know there's only one beingness, which is God, source, creator. So it's playing, experience, expressing, whatever. Mm-hmm. So a few weeks later, I was on a phone with paper and pen. They start writing. When years ago, I would do the automatic writing messages and share with everyone free on YouTube. They go, you must play. You must play. I go, no. They go, you must play. You are non-compliant. Not meaning you're non-compliant, you're bad. Meaning non-compliancy is needed, because non-compliancy breaks the old molds, you understand, and stands up in one's godhood and says no to things, right? Mm-hmm. So people who, I'm so sorry to offend them, but when one sit too much in a delusion of all is well, I call them the all wellers, yes? Because love and is wonderful. Of course, it's about heart and love. But if one sit in a delusion of just that, that all is well with them, like people out there will have channels that come through, councils and nines and such, that tell people, don't look, don't worry. And I'm like, the clarion call was put forth for those to come here to assist the collective in the situation. How is it not to look that you want to get yourself well? You already were well. You came in here and you had to feel it, taste it, touch it. Yes. Get yourself back again, because coming in, you forget, you get yourself well again, but to be part of the bigger picture of things, you see, not just to get yourself well, because you've come in, you forgot to know it from walking in it. Yes. Part of all of this, but then to stand back up to assist, you know, they sit as what I say, the king and the queen in their castle, all is well with them, right? What is lurking outside the castle walls? The kingdom is a reflection of the king or queen. Right now, the kingdom is not fed, raped, murdered, all abominations and atrocities that are going on beyond the castle walls. How do the king and queen sit there so well? Ah, that is a reflection of that king and queen that just sits in all his wellness, you see? Rather than to handle the situation, what we've come in to do and assist, hold the light, be re-educated, have awareness of the bigger picture of what has happened here and through all of creation, because the soul eaters have blown up worlds, have they not? When you hear stories of Lyra and wherever else, you see? So we don't want to, oh, we'll get Gaia well. And meanwhile, that's like fixing a part of the park or the playground, you know, or the neighborhood, and yet they're going to come back in, you know? So that loop we're also ending, right? So this, no more of this going on throughout the body of creation. So the kingdom will be well fed, nourished, right? Safe, good. So creation could travel through its creation and be well, yes? Because it's remembering of itself and this is healed, you know? So that is part of the king and the queen should not just sit in their castle, that all is well, you see? Then their hands are dirty because they are not understanding that humanity is being sold and eaten and all these other abominations and things that go on, you know? They make me laugh. They want to say, oh, this great professor or physicist, you know? Meanwhile, this physicist is selling crystals and things for a lot of money. And he goes on a stage and he talks. Meanwhile, I'm like, what a two-face. Because he knows already that we have free energy. We have food and bounty for everyone. We have health. No longer should any baby or anyone be dying of cancer and such. We age because they feed off our energy, right? So if we look at these bigger pictures, meanwhile, people are like, yay, to the physicists and everyone else. Meanwhile, they know what is truly still going on. They have put such a big space between what they painted reality for us to believe it is, and then what really is, right? Oh, space travel already, time travel, dimensional travel. We have all that, and they put such a big gamut between the two, you know? That's why they're starting to release some things, you know? Because if people truly understand the huge, big picture of here, what has gone on, and what they're a part of, you know, it's going to be a shock and such, but they need to. My work says stand fearlessly, right? Fearlessly, because it frees you. It takes away your shackles. Yes, it's going to be uncomfortable to know that, but that is why community is so important. When people speak of the true things, so we help each other through that and the emotions and the feelings, right? But at least we're not deluded in illusion and manipulated, because there is still a spiritual delusion and manipulation and distraction, like religion is. Neither of them is supposed to be that. They're supposed to be to nourish and re-educate it and support people, you know? So together we look at this, we understand the bigger picture, and we heal it, then sit in delusion, the king and the queen, all is well, when obviously it is not, you know? One of the child dying is too much. Person dying is too much. One child being raped or murdered or, you know, on a trafficking, human trafficking, come on, for their organs and stuff, that's too much. And the story goes on throughout creation. This is why we come to close the book on this. It's not giving anything else to creation, you know, but the stagnation, the sickness, the energy is actually eating its own self, like the snake eating its own tail. What a stupid thing, right? A snake eating its own tail. Yeah. So we come to pull the tail out of the snake's mouth, right? And return to sense and sensibility, you know, which is what love is, right? Because love is that, because all is not harmed, respecting, loving, honoring, respecting each other, as we understand that your creator expressing as beautiful you, your beautiful listeners, or creator as beautiful them expressing, myself as it as well. So we love and honor and respect each other as that point. And what can we build from that beauty? Then this ridiculousness that is going on across the world with sexual separation, race separation, religious separation, right? That the manipulators and the controllers are doing to keep everyone separate and not strong together, to be manipulated and distracted in, because they're beautiful beings. They think they are fighting for a great cause, right? But that goodness of them is being used against them that they don't know. They stir the pot, step back, they eat each other, right? And the controllers don't have to do anything, right? Because people are thinking this is for the right. Yes, they don't understand. They're being deluded and lied to and manipulated rather than, right? There was a beautiful someone who put something on them on Facebook. It was a Caucasian child and then a darker skinned child, all dressed up like in Muslim clothes. And it was beautiful because it says, our religion is love, right? Our race is humanity, you know, which is true.
I saw that.
Yeah. What we're supposed to be doing, not seeing color, not seeing difference. And if it is, it's beautiful. We respect and honor each other, you know, as another beautiful expression of creator. Then this discord, we come to bring balance, like I said, and beauty to the symphony to play together. Then this discordance that has gone on way too long, that creation itself no longer wishes to hear this. It has nothing to give it, as I said, you know, which creator creation is the one that set everything in motion originally. And now is it collecting itself and moving everything? Yes. So it goes on and has another story and experience to play in, you know?
Yeah, absolutely. And so one of the things, you know, that is perpetuated in this industry, in the spiritual world, is about how we chose, you know, to be here, and we chose, you know, our experiences before we came. So for example, you know, some of the things I chose, it's like, yeah, I know I chose it. I got it. And I closed the book on it. You know, like I finished that story. But some people who are not as evolved, and I don't like to use that term, but people who are like not old, like old souls like me who've been and done everything, but maybe who may be newer, are they the ones that are like involved in the child trafficking, human trafficking, like involved, meaning they're the victims and they chose that to experience something?
This choosing thing, I come in and I shatter people's filters and belief system. People tell me you're blowing people's mind, Audrey. And I said, good, I'm blowing their people's mind, because they need to get out of the mind to the new heart mind, right? And these filter and rose-colored glasses and everything else. That, again, is a belief system that was instilled in people. When you think of original point, we're all with creator creation, right? Mm-hmm. And this experience want to be had, to lower the light, you know, illusionary separation, because you can't be separated, but let's say the sleep, right? This lower duality, polarity, heavy density, right? So we were the ones, put up our hand, we'll go, or we'll experience those things, right? So those things that we were going to come to experience, but then they put a loop on it saying, oh, you know, all this is happening because you chose it. Excuse me, they're not mentioning to you how the controllers have looped you in this over and over again, and you've done the same thing over and over to maintain them as a battery of food that they're going to live off of, your energy, your sadness, and this and that. You understand? Original point was to come in for creation to experience itself in forgetting, and what would that be, right? Mm-hmm. What would that be? And then the parasite, right? Because it needs to feed. It wants to live. I'm going to parasite off other expressions of myself because I'm forgetting what I am. I'm going to feed off their light to keep me maintained, right? So the looping to do the same thing over again. So can you understand what I'm saying? The first point was a chosen experience to have, because remember I said, not only concept to dream a dream, but to taste that, to touch that, the depth of the knowing of the experience added to the conceptual knowing. So originally it was that. Then the trickery came in, you understand, to say, oh, but if I really could open a book and let people see, hey, you want to know how many times you chose that over and over? And actually, you didn't choose it, right? It's the trickery of you got to do your lessons. You got to go back, right? More trickery, 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 trickery. So they do a twist on it with their manipulation, great deception, you know, intricacy of how they play so precise in the game to do that, right? So original points was that. But why would one want to over and over do that? That people are becoming so hurt that they cannot enjoy the gift of life given to them because they have post-traumatic stress at the soul level, yes, of so much trauma, so much going on, so much being eaten up, right? Falsehood that is happening, that the soul knows it's a falsehood, right? To return to that fullness, nourishment of self, no longer doing the same over and over, stagnation, yes? So these things to do, to one, not be stuck in that over and over again. Creation wants to know itself in beautiful ways and remembering what it is, to nourish and tend to itself and care for itself, right? Standing in a wholeness, no longer fractualized, no longer part of itself playing in the duality play. And I will tell you, years ago when I began the Seraphim, which tend to God, to tell people that name back in the day, you know, people would relate and understand, said your yin yang is not balanced that you think is balanced, right? Tell, awake them, unite the lighthouses. And I have tried to talk to so many who I thought were lighthouses. They're busy, clients here and there, they're not accessible, yet they still love you and your oneness, you see? So I know who the lighthouses are, all of you beautiful ones who could understand this, right? Because we need to get focused to increase the white part, the light part, because the dark is so much bigger in that yin yang, because the dark has one agenda, destruction, feed, eat, you understand? They're all pinpointed to one thing, but everybody here in the light is like everywhere, distracted, not unified, right? Against that, or believing, oh no, you need the both. And I'll say, That was an experience of duality and polarity. That is not what creation is. We come from a point of wholeness, yes, before this experience. And by those holding on to that belief to think that's all there is, you see, they perpetuate it yet still, instead of get to the point of original self, which was unification of the whole thing, right? So there's not this sickness, this separation throughout the body of creation. We are here as it, right? To go forth well, whole, healed, divine, no parasitic expression, not forgetting, yes? So we assist creation as us, one and the same, to have new experiences of itself, right? Beautiful, fulfilling ones, no longer post-traumatic stress, you know? The beautiful children that are coming in. And because of the lag here, because of the lag of it not being, what those children came in for, I'm not competitive. I don't want to get married and have kids and have a job, right? And be part of the machine, you know? So they don't fit in and they're overwhelmed, but the energies are still here. So all these initials, ADC, OCD, all these things, these beautiful new beings, yes, who this place is not ready to sustain them. So they become overwhelmed by it, you know? So come on, let's get it together, you know? And this is the quickening. This is the quickening. This is not a slow lag. You perpetuate the thing still. This is the quickening. So let's be quickened, you know?
Yeah, I agree. And it does feel like we are going through a quickening right now. Like this year especially has just been so intense. So we have some questions in the chat that, Linda, I'm going to assume you mean, so how do we change our paradigm? Not much. Yeah. How do we change our paradigm? You know, and how, so did they close us up in a net to keep us in this loop?
Well, energetics, everything is energetics, right? That's why we know that, right? Everything is vibrating strings and energy and sound and light. It's really light, which is expressing as all these different things, right?
Yeah.
So if you think like computer is pretty much the easiest way that people could understand, right?
Yeah.
So they do things with the energy, right? To hold people in a certain code, right? A certain information, a certain frequency, you know, to dumb them down over and over again with language and symbols. That is why I'm bringing through the sacred key code, numerical language, the language of creation, because even some symbols have been contaminated. Think of a swastika, right? It's a beautiful thing from a certain part of the world and what they have done to it. Language has been to dumb them down throughout the whole world. You know, as well contaminated. So numbers cannot be contaminated. They are the highest quotient of light to be held, that this is going to work on their person, their neural networking, all their fields, and then they have this tool of numbers like you have to read over to apply in your own lives to help you get everything they hold. So my work is also control, alt, delete, right? Like computer. I help you to take control, help you assist you to make the alterations, which would be in your energetic field, right? The DNA that holds the lineages, ties that bind, old agreements, old habits, all of this stuff going on. So one becomes in such high energy from receiving these works, right? The codes and the light language. I rewrite the Akash, right? Because we don't want to go from the old place of points of decisions and paths of possible probabilities. We want to go to the new, right? To be in alignment with. So all those works assist one, and also one walking, yes, to observe themselves, as we were saying, right, to become more empowered, to be expanded and aware and re-educated of their consciousness of what they're part of and what is going on and who and what they are, right? Divinity being expressed through them, one and the same. So these things help one to break out of the old beliefs, the old habits. And I will tell you, I've worked on some people around the world that have energetic shackles upon them. You know, and I don't go in and say, hey, you got a shackle, right? I know that I'm doing the work of that. And afterwards, the person will be like, oh my goodness, it was like this energetic thing around me that was holding me. You know, you took it off me. And I'm like, yes, you know. Or another person who'll be like, oh my goodness, Audrey. And I think I shared this story before. Another beautiful client who is from Canada. So French was her first language. So she was trying to explain to me what she saw etherically fall out of her, you know, in a session. And she goes, oh my goodness, oh my goodness. It looked like, she goes, like an octopus, yes, like a squid. So these are actual, right, not on her floor in her kitchen, but etheric for seer to know that is within people that are all about, because I placed her in such high energy of the codes and the works and releasing stuff, that entity, that thing can no longer hold itself within her from being such a high vibration, right? So we get out of being so accessible to these things, you know? So right. you fall off the dock less, right? right? You're not held by all of those because you're such in a high vibration that they can never live within you or your field, right? Just like parasites, it's the same thing, but energetic, etherically, you know? Yeah. So those are some of the things, you know, to keep one, to have awareness and the works and things they could partake of. Because as fun as it is to say, I want beautiful skin, and oh, I'm going to look young and youthful, and oh, my digestion, and oh, where am I going to live, and where's my love, and blah, 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 and oh, where's my star home? Oh, what do the angels say? Give me a fortune telling, okay? I'm sorry, people. Those are the things that are distracting you, manipulating you, because then you are not tending. If you want to play in it, fine. But then also tend to your essence, because those things are not going to get you if you want to stand in your godhood, part of the evolutionary path of creation, and not down the old future paths that don't play out well, because you're being so distracted and playing with those things that you have life upon life that you didn't use this opportunity that is being availed to you to not go down those paths that have played out already, right? But to change your paths of potential, jump timelines, yes? To be able to stand in your godhood with re-education and the works that you have done. But people just say, like, wipe a magic wand, just say a couple words, it's done. And I'm like, you were vested in this for eons of time, life upon life, add all your other aspects dimensionally, galactically, come on. You cannot just do it like this. You must be vested in this, just as you were vested in getting tangled, right? And all the other stuff. Mm-hmm. One must be vested in this to do the works, to commit to it, yes? It will ripple into your physicality because you're in beautiful vibration, right? But you're tending to your soul and your true essence, the treasure of yourself that you travel through creation in. And then it ripples into the benefit of the physical. But if you only think of the physical and all those things, like I said to you, there is no seer to tell you anything as you stand in your godhood because you have direct connection to source that you are. So you don't need a seer and oracle. You don't need the angels. The angels are there. Believe me, they're still there. But angels are beings, okay? Who, when creation was playing and forgetting, all of us, set beings there to hold the remembrance, right? Serve us, help us while we were forgetting. So everyone makes them always more powerful than angels are beautiful beings, but their hands are locked within the perimeters. They can go. They can't do like us, creator beings and forgetting. Have a child, go here, have a trip, have a home. I'll do this job. Oh, I don't like it. I'll do this job. They cannot do those things, right? Because they are in service to us, creator, forgetting itself. Now it's time to remember what you are. So all those beings that held the remembering, their masks fall off. I've had clients to say they're there, but they step away. And oh my goodness, I have direct connection with my source creator beingness that I am again. And how beautiful is that? Yes? So that's important. That is how the new day one expresses through and in, you know, not these old beliefs, paradigms, habits, you know, over and over and over again, you know, because I will say to you, you know, angels, masters, galactics, as wonderful as they are, the chanting, the prayers and everything else, it did not stop the abomination that is right now occurring, children being eaten, you know, sex slaves, all this other kind of thing. So do you understand? We are who we've been waiting for as God created to remember itself and say no more, okay? Because they are all not going to do it. People are going to believe this when a ship shows up with Palladians, you know? Excuse me, the Palladians have had their own stuff that went on throughout creation. They've come back to see what's happening because they can't go forward, right? Because they're entwining here. But if they show up and tell people this, this, and this, oh, the people are going to, then they're going to listen. What are they doing, Alara? What did they do a long time ago? Another aspect of a loop when the aliens came, they believe them and bow down to them. So what do they want to do in this life? The same exact thing, be disempowered to wait till some other being tells them something, just like they did another loop a long time ago? Or do they want to stand in their own power as a creator being, for goodness gracious sakes?
Awesome. Thank you. And that's the thing. It's like, all of us have to, you know, you mentioned tending to our essence, to our core, to who we truly are, tend to that, right? And so for those of us who are on that path, how do we tend to that?
Not just observation, but observation is important because if people are stirring you and things are happening, right? You have to watch your action reaction, right? Because are you feeding into the lower vibrations? You're going to witness yourself acting, reacting in a lower sense of beingness, right? And I say, think about it. Say, hey, if I keep going on like this, I'm going to feed those forces that I no longer want to feed. I say, starve them. Starve them. You understand? By catching yourself of what are you doing? So you begin to change the neural network and working in your action reaction. Yes? They call me healer to the healer. Why? Because yes, there are people that can do so much at a certain level to themselves. But I will hear people saying, you know, I've been doing things for so many years, I just can't get past this, or something's going on, I just can't access myself, right? Sometimes it does take one. That's why there is a healer to the healers, right? Otherwise, if healers didn't need a healer, why would creation call me healer to the healers as well to everyone, right? Because sometimes healers need that they are having their cup filled, right? So this work, they are assisted by drinking from the wellspring that helps nourish them upon their journey, you know?
Mm-hmm. Absolutely. Yep. And, you know, sometimes all of us need a little bit of extra support, extra help, extra, you know, getting us back on track, right? So I know we have some questions from Maria. Maria, do you still have a question? I'm going to assume that the answer is yes. I'll go ahead and unmute you. Hello?
Hi.
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 Wow. Do you have a question for Audrey?
Audrey.
Hi.
Audrey, I don't know where else to say, but I've been trying to communicate all of this while. Please tell me what it is that I is trying to come through me, because this is my message, and it's been my message. And I'm angry now, and I'm speaking, and I've been told other things in other ways, but this is the truth of it all. We are one. We are walking as one. I don't want to hear this garbage about you have to loop. Life is here. We are to live it together. What am I to do with this? This is my message.
Yes,
beautiful. This has been my message.
Yes, beautiful.
You tell me who's speaking through me right now, because beautiful. I need to know. This person has been in here all this while. I need to know who she is.
This is what I want to say to you, beautiful one. You must realize that this anger, and I understand it is natural to feel anger when one is understanding the bigger picture. What has that played here?
I've understood the picture, Audrey. I've understood the picture. It's a lot.
Maria.
This is why she needs to, this that she's feeling, and I understand why she is, for love, right? To say, how can this have happened? How could this have played out for so long? What she's experienced, that beautiful one, is frustration. Remember, I was talking about community, why it's so important, because when people have these realizations, that is going to be an example of totally what so many are going to go through. How, why, you know, and all those things, anger, upset, disappointment, you know. So community, why it's so important, yes, to help them get over the anger part. Because when they're angry in that, or frustrated and such, that feeds yet the system, right? So to assist others to get to a place of more calm, right, sensibility, because we say, okay, this is it, right? This is what's been happening. We're going to stand in our place of, as we said, the pillar of light, the balance within ourselves. Yes, we realize what is happening, what's going on. We go past that anger, that disappointment, right? Because we stay in that, we're only yet feeding the thing that we're frustrated and upset about, right? Yeah. So it is natural to help others to get through that, because if they stay on that, that's going down the dock that I said to you, right? Off the stability of the dock, into the water, into the rapids, tossed, turned, entangled, right? By those entities, those beings will then say, yay, now we get to eat off of them being upset and angry and disappointed what we did. So yes, it's natural to purge that, but from that place of balance, what to do? Because staying rah, is not going to help it. It's only going to feed the thing that we want to stop, right? So as I said, human, we're going to feel these things. We're going to fall off the dock of stability, balancing and juggling into that water like she was. Yes, she's feeling it. But now catch a breath. Let it flow off of you, right? Come back to that dock of that stability. And then that is how to go forth to make that change, that message that she's saying about the truth that she's been trying to say for so long. And I understand her frustration, because there are so many people, like I said to you, remember the deluded, love, unity, oneness, right? All is well, you understand, that don't want to hear. They still want to put blinders, rose-colored glasses. They're the king and the queen and the castle, all is well. So yes, it is frustrating, you know? But to come to a place that's for one to be empowered fearlessly, right? And then where to go forth from there. I'm going to speak a little light language that I'm going to send to you. Beautiful, Maria. Here we go. Awesome. genaze is for all who can receive. Yes. Mohuna genaze bonatuno vene ad nanaya and nonaya and sanase beronton devine ad nanaya and nonaya and sanase beronton devine and nonaria and nonania and sanase ishem mashem mashem batura batari menikasha vette me vette menikasha shome tahusahani ururu sei yeni matu su konno makasha veso tur maturera mare yeni me kasha kakuyo makuyo 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 isa si sheripa ut a iskt um ashkt eskt galactic cosmic use eskt um akt eskt per un tona vi non è essa si mosce essa si fairies to touch that inner child, help make that a little bit more gentle for you, right, and touch that heart per te ursi ancient ones, Native Americans bringing them in. Hey, mama, hey, around the belly button, between the legs, and coccyx bone for generational ancestral lineage releasing. Humase, 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 gunda, gunde, gunde, humase, 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 shungunde, sundunda, gummesium. What you bear on your shoulders, your shoulder blades. Humase, humase, hoshan tu kusude, bartumi, bartumi, bartumare. Varies one more time, then we. And I love it. Every time I do the high energy, you yawn, which is a side effect of high energy. So it's so beautiful. Thank you, Maria. And so I wanted to say something. You know, one time I was watching your show and it was saying about like one of the best sellers or whatever, right? And it was so funny because I'm like, oh my goodness, she's talking about Archangel Michael, right? Every one of the holy ones, their name and everything, that she brings codes, a couple of numbers and colors and sells Julie and everything through Archangel Michael, right? And so I thought, oh my goodness, that's so funny, right? Because I bring you hundreds of codes, right? But not through Michael, through creation itself, right? Hundreds and hundreds of numbers and codes, you know? And it was so funny because if people relate to this, you know, I don't put up a sign about angels, masses, galactics, which everyone will run in, because if you say that, that's what they're familiar with. Remember what I'm saying? I want to expand you to stand in your godhood, right? So you can't keep playing with all them as crutches and training wheels, because we need to throw them away, the crutches and training wheels, right? So we remember to stand in our beingness and get that footing again, you know? So I wanted to share with everyone, which I don't usually do these things, you know, but if everyone is so captured with Archangel Michael, you know, myself as Elohim, right? A point from pre-creation. Sometimes I work with healers and they won't say to me, but they're like, oh my goodness, we try to follow you, but we can't find you. It's like you're through the Milky Way and you're everywhere. Of course, right? Because this is primordialness, creation coming in to do these works and such, you know? So what happened was I have children with Archangel Michael. So if people are so enthralled with Michaels and such, I would think that they would want to work with Elohim embodied, that I have two sons, twin sons with Archangel Michael. And they were here upon the earth for a while within my womb and such, you know, but because of the so high energy from myself, Elohim, and he as well, you know, that they couldn't hold this because this field is not ready, right, to hold them. So it felt like suffocation and such. You know, because remember, when we come into embodiment, we're full beings, but then we get used to the womb, right? In and out, in and out, in and out. So they wanted them to walk upon the earth, but because they felt the suffocation being such high energy to try to attempt to hold here yet, they went and grew a year and a day in the realms, you know. And it's funny because sometimes people who do some work behind the scenes, they'll say, guess who showed up? I'm like, I don't know. And they go, your boys, your sons. I'm like, oh, beautiful. I said, because that's what they were created for, right? To assist and to do the works throughout creation. Mm-hmm. So if everyone loves that, I would say, would think they would want to come, you know? And it was so beautiful because the day when they had left, I had to go to the expo in New York that I show up at sometimes. And there was a healer there that I had worked on. So I was just doing my, because that was so much for me, you know? And I went, I did my event and such. And I was just saying, hey, in passing, she was, come, come, come. And she was thanking me for some work that I had done on her. And so she looks at me and she goes, are you pregnant? I go, no, right? Because I didn't want to go there, you know? So mm-hmm. I'm like, and I just keep talking to her and people roll around, get in the elevator. So that ended that conversation. But then I called her the next day and I said, hey, remember when you said to me about being pregnant? She goes, yeah. I said, well, why don't you do me a favor? So why don't you type into Archangel Michael, see what he has to say about that. And then she goes, let me clear my filter. And then she goes, oh yeah, he said they needed a match, you know, the DNA and a match to match for that creation. So see, for the Audrey who was thinking, what the heck, right? Here is someone to give the Audrey, oh yes, you know what I mean? Because sometimes the human will be like, what the heck was that? You know, but it was very, very real experience and such, you know, when it happened, I thought I was going to be levitated again, you know, because I was levitated things for me. I didn't go search. They all started to happen. And I had stopped the initial levitation because I was like, what the heck is this? You know, what's going on here? So once my butt was up and everything was up, I'm like, that's it. I can't say enough Hail Marys and Our Fathers. That's it. I don't know what's happening. Stop. You know? So I knew they wanted to continue whatever. So I could put the codes out and such. But that day when I thought they were just going to levitate me instead, I was sacred sexual and impregnation of this to happen. And I got up and I was like, what have you done? You know, and they're writing, congratulations, you've just conceived the light in the way. I'm like, oh my God. And a woman who's a seer, she's looking at me. She's like, right. Cause she's seeing this within my womb, the two of them. And I'm like, okay, it's etheric. It's etheric. And they're like, no, it's going to be walk on the earth. I'm like, no, you know? So for people who enjoy playing with Michael and with other beings, the best sales to play with Michael, I'm explaining to them what I bring forth as Elohim, an architect, and from first point of creation. So I would think that they would be also enjoying to get codes and the work from one that it brings it directly, because I don't need Michael to deliver it to me. You know what I mean? Because of the story, like I said to you, you know? So I just want to share that with them, because I'm trying to reach them of a place where they seem to have their understanding at, you know, or they accept and understand. So if they can come at that level to understand and this opening these doors open for them, look at so much more they're going to receive from that trusting and that going, you know what I mean? Of bringing them understanding and comfort. If that is the thing that assists them, then of course, yes, creation uses that thing to assist them, you know?
Awesome. Thank you. Yeah, that's the first time you shared that story about Michael. So thank you for that. So I think Katie has a question. Katie, you want me to unmute you? I will unmute you. Hello.
Hi.
There she
hi,
is.
Katie. First of all, I really like your language. It's very beautiful. So, I understand your concept and what you are saying to be connected. I healed myself from cancer, and sometimes also I feel that I bring order into chaos. But with my finances, I would like to have improvement. Yes.
So you were saying basically from what I could hear is that you understand you were here about bringing order to the chaos, right? Which is so important, because that's what I'm saying. How important all of you are. You say, what is my purpose? What is my purpose? You have multiple purposes, right? Your own personal embodiment to experience, right? To not miss it, to have a body, right? Than just sit in a void of nothingness, you know? The collective you're assisting, your own generations you're assisting, your own self, multiple things. And that you're a beautiful spark of divinity expressing itself through you. So multiple things that you're doing of purpose. purpose is. When people always want to come and have my fortune teller tell you what your purpose is. You have multiple purposes, and those are them. I'm telling you them right now, right? As all the different things that you were doing, multiple juggling balls. And the beautiful one, again, as we bring that balance, which brings meaning to the chaos of creation, being able to experience, know itself, and the expansion of the consciousness and the experience of it, of the consciousness, you know? So it's so beautiful. Now she's asking about financials, right? When you do my work with numbers, I do long lists of numbers, which Tesla shows up sometimes to some people who I've worked on. And it said, Audrey's numbers are equations, spirals of energy. And it was beautiful. Another woman, one of my clients said, oh my goodness, as an architect, you were building things, right? But like a weaver that I am, it's as if you lay the piece of material on and you lay lace and lace and lace, which are the numbers, the gossamer strings of the energies that I work with to weave it all in. And then suck it all in, so it's a new garment, so to say, for the people, the energies, the codes. So if you come and you have the work of this 100 long list of numbers, you are going to apply them in your life, besides the work that we do in the session, you know, to think on the things that you want to build and create, or the things that are negative that you need to dissipate or be fortified against. Or even if you don't have anything particular that day to think about or focus on, you would just shoot out the numbers to support you energetically in the field, because we never know what happens and comes, you know, moment to moment. Because again, this can be bleed through from other aspects of yourself energetically, generational things, you understand, old agreements and such. So it's not just one thing. It's like a multi-layered thing, you know, to cleanse and clear up and such.
I know. And energetically, I attract the people who always say we don't have so much money. So I'm also blocked. But I have a stronger consciousness. So I know I learned a lot of money about money, because in my parents' energy, there is a lot of lack, and I solved all these problems. And now I just feel, when I attract clients, this old energy, but my mind is far more than this energy.
Yes, exactly. But remember I talked about like this field that we're immersed in. I talk about like a terrarium or a fishbowl, right? This field in the terrarium, in the fishbowl, is still all these things going on and wanting to capture one or start distressed. Or I talk about stand on the dock, 2 feet, the dock is moving up and down, and attempt to balance and stay on it. And you're juggling 5 balls. This hand is responsibility to self and others in the physical. 5 balls, understanding the spiritual responsibility. So we're juggling and balancing all at one time. These forces and things, when you're doing very well, balancing and juggling, feeding and nourishing yourself, will throw these things in or clutch at your ankles to take you off of the dock into the water, into the energy. You understand? To toss and turn you and bring you down the rapids and waterfalls, tossing and tangle you, so they still eat off of you and maintain you. So these are things that are still happening yet within this system to move people into distress and upset. So you, with your highlight and everything, they could still eat off of those portions that would be upset, disappointed, what's going on, and perpetuating that. Let me speak a little light for you, and I hope maybe you can have a session or something. Yes. So, and have your own numbers, okay, for you and for everyone. Now, beautiful ones, I do not read the Akash. I rewrite the Akash, because we want to be in alignment with the new, not old stories, old agreements, whatever contaminations are in there from those paths and potentialities and things that you could pick from. So we don't want to go there. We want to rewrite the Akash, new codes and such.
I feel lighter.
I couldn't hear her, Laura. What did you say?
I feel lighter.
Beautiful. Yes, this work is very, very powerful, beautiful ones. So
awesome. Thank you, Katie.
Thank you.
All right. So I know Renetta has a question. I'm not sure if she, yeah, she can unmute herself. Renetta, go ahead. Let me unmute you. No, I can't. Go ahead.
Well, no, I want to know about my purpose and that realignment with the new. And I like that. I loved it.
I didn't hear the whole thing. She says, I love being realigned with the new.
Yeah, so, she wants to be realigned with the new and she wants to know her purpose.
Okay, so everyone who keeps saying purpose, you think people are going to come in and say, oh, you're going to be a healer, you're a teacher, you're this, you're that. You understand that perspective that everyone's knocking on this door, right? Oh, seer, somebody tell me my purpose. So I'm telling all of you right now, your multiple purposes. You came in embodiment, not to sit in the void of nothingness with this great gift of what it is to put consciousness in a physicality, right? This code, this machine, this vessel, whatever you want to call it, this system, to taste, to touch, to smell creation, right? Have experiences. Please be grateful for it in the smallest thing that you can, which puts you in a beautiful energy, yes? Don't miss that opportunity. Everyone's laid on the deathbed. Oh my God, right? We missed it. Try to appreciate it in some way, right? So you have that thing. This embodiment is not just to be lost in the physical and all the distraction manipulation. It's to recall what you are, release the old, all that work to be done, and bring in the codes of upgrade, put the light back in, turn up the DNA again, right? And be coded to match with the new, with your re-education, re-understanding, expansion of consciousness of what's going on and what you're a part of, right? So do those works to assist you in that, then play in the old loops and belief systems. You're here in doing those work to help the collective. Hold your light while we look out there and many still asleep. They don't have a clue. Even in the spiritual community don't still have a clue, right? So those of you that could truly hold their light with this understanding, remembrance, education, awareness, empowerment, knowledge, right, of what's going on, so you assist the collective. Then your other purpose, you would not be, except for God, source, the field of consciousness, whatever you want to call it, prime creator, right? The unnameable names, wishing to have this experience, to know yourself, and moving everything throughout creation to have these experiences so it knows itself in completion, what it is not, yet it is, yes? And so a bigger picture of understanding and knowing itself, us self individually, collectively, and part of the all that is to experience itself and express itself. And like I said, the chaos of creation, we are bringing balance to, in that balance, because chaos and creation has no meaning. We bring meaning to creation by bringing balance to it, yes? And experience it itself through us. So do you understand, all of you, your purposes? Then within that, now in this day's time, to throw away the crutches and training wheels and realize and remember that you are the master and the masterpiece, one and the same, like my beings of light, right? We'll come in and say a little bit later that I channel through. You are the master and the masterpiece, one and the same. That is a creator being standing in, what would I like to do? What would I like to make an experience? And if I don't like it, I have the ability to do something else. The beings of light say, does a great master who is painting his canvas or her canvas wait for someone else to come and tell them what to put on their creation? No, because then it's influenced by the other person. It becomes the other person's creation. But a great master or masterpiece, they know, right, who is the master and the masterpiece, one and the same, they are creating their creation. That is what we're doing, remembering we are doing that, not creating all this chaos and stuff from forgetting, but in remembrance of what we are. So we have a different experience. So you see all the things you guys are doing, busy, busy, busy. Thusly, why I say juggling bowls in while you're standing on that dock that is moving up and down of the energy. Five bowls, one hand, physical responsibility to yourself and others in the home and bills and family and such. Mm-hmm. And then the five bowls in the other hand of all these things to come to understanding, right? While others are still tagging along and just in the real world, not the real world. I say the 3D pretend world that they think is real, but it's actually an illusion that was painted for them that they think is real and they don't have a clue, right? And those of you who come here to beautiful things like this, who are feeling within your soul, right? Something's up, something's not okay, right? What's going on here? And you empower yourself, yes? So you can be part of that new, and it takes one's work and effort, yes? And at whatever point you get to on your own, understanding, knowing there are some who are speaking, who can help you and assist you as a hand up from that crevasse. We understand a crevasse is a slippery slope to be helped out, so it helps them move quicker and faster. Yeah. right? Rather than taking a long time to do the things. Everyone is listening by no coincidence, because there is no coincidence, yeah? By these works and things that could assist them, you know? So hopefully you'll be able to take part beautiful, you know? So I hope you guys understand that, because that whole, tell me my purpose is another loop of distraction. Know these firmly. You are these things. This is what you're doing in these things. What would you like to do? Hold the paintbrushes. My beings of light say, hold two paintbrushes in your mouth and one paintbrush in each hand and paint and interchange the paintbrushes, right? Which is the energy, one's physicality, right? The platform, the canvas, the clay, right? Mm-hmm. So remembering what you are, you know? And what is this? We're using these energies and this opportunity so we go down, not those old paths that didn't play out well, but find ourselves, right, standing in our godhood, part of that new creation, you know, being a pillar to help support that. Whoa, what is more, you know, beautiful than that? The realization and remember of what we are before we entered into all of this, you know, and then going and doing something else new and beautiful, you know.
So can you give us, because I know there are other people who have that same sort of question. So can you give us a code or light language around gaining clarity for what it is that we'd like to do, what we'd like to express?
Yes, so many are so used to the puppet strings that are held by others, by their energy and their DNA, right? Agreements and generational ancestral lineage things and the unconscious subconscious, which I work with as well, right? To really get to the depth of it, etheric, mental, physical, emotional bodies. It's huge other aspects of self. So this work is so huge, right? So there are many things, the puppet strings, yes, that others were moved through, right? And there's multi-layers of who can hold the puppet strings, right? So this is to get used to, as I said, cutting the puppet strings, throwing away the crutches and training wheels so that they can begin to say, they're so not used to being able to say, well, what would I like? You know, I have all the colors. They want to play with, they had three crayons. Now people keep talking about 5D. Please move beyond 5D. It is only not five crayons. If you stand in your godhood, you have all the colors and crayons and paints, you know, and pencils and such, right? Yeah. If you want to be in resonance with what is a D, it's a consciousness level of expression, right? So don't limit yourself just by five, you know? Come on, you don't want to just be, oh, from free, you'd be a free-ranged animal from a caged animal. No, you want to stand in your creative beingness godhood, so there's no even, you know, free-ranged animal stuff going on, you know, that you're still going to wind up on the plate. No, you want to be free. So just to get used to that, you know, what would I like to do? So I'll give you a little bit of code so people have an understanding, and they cannot re-listen to this and write the code. This is just a code that I do when I throw out the energy that if they have a session I would do at the end. Writing the code is a whole nother thing, that each one individually has a code for them, you know. So this is an in-general code right now, just to assist. No writing or anything like that, it wouldn't work, you know. So here we go. We start with a countdown 8 to 1 backwards. 8, 7, 6, 8, 7, 6, 5, 3, 2, 1, 20, 7, 18, 28, 108, 108, 108, 308, 308, 308, 306, 306, 306, 306, 306, 306, 306, 306, 306, 306, 306, 306, 306, 306, 306, 306, 306, 306, 306, 306, 306, 306, 306, 306, 306, 306, 306, 306, 306, 306, 306, 306, 306, 306, 306, 306, 306, 306, 306, 306, 306, 306, 306, 306, 306, 306, 306, 306, 306, 306, 306, 306, 306, 306, 306, 306, 306, 306, 306, 306, 306, 306, 306, 306, 306, 306, 306, 306, 306, 306, 306, 306, 306, 306, 306, 306, 306, 306, 306, 306, 306, 306, 306, 306, 306, 306, 306, 306, 306, 306, 306, 306, 306, 306, 306, 306, 306, 306, 306, 306, 306, 306, 306, 306, 306, 306, 306, 306, Latine, per tuscht actum est actium et aquum ariam. Esse charis, esse saisa, esse saisea. Per te, the fairies to help make that one more gentle for you guys. We seal it with number 108, which is a 9. So 108, 9 times for 9 nines of completion to close that up. 108, 108. Una mona stani van non arrivan non arrivanane una meno si o venesona se venesona si re a se sa e sa si sa si e sa si se la pardon so e sa si sharia se sa si e se
Thank you. Obviously, you saw me yawning.
I am.
Oh my goodness! Thank you.
Remember, there's not many, too many people in Elohim embodied. You have people who will come on and be like, I'm going to call the Elohim and I'm bringing the Echelange and whoever through. And I've been taught, however, I wouldn't have been taught anything because I am Elohim embodied to be here with all of you guys to walk embodied inside out. You don't have to reach out there, you know? So to take the opportunity to work with one who works behind the scenes, codes to creation, codes to the galaxies and all that kind of thing, you know? And an architect of soul, you know, an energy engineer, a coder for creation, you know. So these are things that by no coincidence people are hearing that they could take part in, that's truly to tend to their treasure of themselves, you know. And yes, it'll ripple into all the things that people are talking about in the physical stuff that you want, you know, by all those things, childhood issues, unconscious, subconscious, generational issues, the other aspects of self, you know, it's huge. It covers all those things. You know, and then they come away with a list of numbers that they are going to hold in their hand, as you understand, no, and affects the energies. And
so I'm just going to quickly show. So these are some of the numbers I got last time. It's at almost two pages, you know, and it, I've been reading them, having them beside me all the time. So I'm not reading them all the time, but, you know, every couple of days. You know?
Like even just exactly every now and then, whatever feel someone feels drawn to. If people feel they're attacked in sleep, I've had people put it under their pillow, people who are empaths and can't go out, they keep it with them in their purse or something, make a copy, and then they feel, you know, better. It ranges everywhere. Who wants to find, you know, clarity in their life, a better job, a new home, a love, you know, multiple layers of things that has happened with this. And like I said, you know, doing the light language and the other works, really cleansing and clearing their fields and upgrading them, you know.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So, when you hear people saying to me, oh my goodness, I've experienced my other aspects and lives, not only as my name and my physicality, but those things move aside, but as me as source experiencing that and understanding that, that is the original point of our origination, you know? I want to bring in the mother, Alara. Is that okay to bring in the mother for everyone?
Sure.
Now the mother.
Do it now or do you want to do it after?
Okay, we'll do it after. Let's just not forget. Yeah, go wherever you would like.
Well, I just wanted to talk about the special offer since we're kind of talking about the numbers to begin with, right? So for those of you who are on the live page, you can just click on special offer. Those of you who are not, you can go to alara.at/show/Audrey8 and I will share my screen to make it easier so that people can see it as well. Hold on one second. My computer is a little slow today for some reason. All right, here we go. So this is the special offer for August. So there's three packages. Package A are the four MP3s. Package B is the 90-minute personal session with Audrey plus the four MP3s, package A. And package C is a brand new offering of three live classes with Q&A and so on. So Audrey, you want to just quickly talk about, a little bit about the packages?
Yes, you have the MP3s there that they'll be able to listen to. And I've had people around the world say how powerful they are and such. Mm-hmm. And I think one of them there is also the message from the One. And the One is Creator speaking to everyone as well in that message, you know, mm-hmm. saying, see the game I play, see the dream I dream, you know, because there is one and one and one, but only one, you know, for them to remember that is included in those MP3s and such. And it's a little bit repetitive, that one, that mm-hmm. message, but it's setting the energy for them through that repetitiveness, you know, as the message that's in there as well. Right. And then we have A, is going to, that's the MP3s. And then you have the second option is with the light language. And then the difference is in the next option B is it extends from the hour to 90 minutes, this one, right?
Yeah.
Everything A, which was the MP3s, and the light language session, but if they would like to get their personal number codes, we need the extra nine, you know, extra half an hour added to the hour. So we have that other 30 minutes to deliver to them their number codes, you know, which it does the work that it's being done while I'm reciting them, but they're also writing it for their neural networking. And then they go away with that powerful tool of those numbers, you know, which is what is in B. And then, what else do we have?
Package C are the three live calls.
Yes, we're going to do three live calls, which are and maybe from an hour and a half, depending, you know, how many people show up and what we're doing, because I do want to give people the option to, yes, they're going to receive light language and Akash language, and we're going to talk about some of the numbers, maybe a little bit too, like I did today, because this does not take a place for a personal, because in personal you have time to write and really get my hands in your personal field and such, but this is still doing works, also community, getting a chance to ask questions. And I love live because in that moment you see where it's going to go and which where it's going to take you, you know what I mean? And it's always, we could plan all we want, but where whatever comes through in those moments, right, is so unique to each one of those calls, that it would be what comes up, what people are asking, right, what is being brought forth in the language. Because I will have clients who come to me for years to drink from this wellspring, you know, and help fortify them. They go forth, they live their life, they do what they do, and then they come back to drink if they need it to help strengthen them and such. And they'll say, oh my goodness, that's another sound, right? Or that's another energy that I'm feeling, which is true, right? Because it's very multi-layered depending what we're doing and handling at the time. So in the call, there'll be, they can speak, they can talk. This is not just they're on mute hearing me talk, talk, talk. No, we're being community, which means they get to speak and share as well, right? Mm-hmm. And then I'm going to bring in the beings of light who, when we go back, I'll bring them in for a few minutes so that people will understand that.
Yep.
It says on there some of the things they'll be receiving. And so that's what we're going to do, three different times, because initially, you know, as it progresses, people, after they felt the first call, they may bring up some other ideas and things that they could write on paper, right, for the next time they're going to join to cover or talk about or share or what kind of come up, you know? Mm-hmm. And so that's what we'll be doing on the three calls. The date is not set yet because people through me to set up their sessions, to also, when we're going to set up which days it will be and what time, they're going to communicate with me and we're going to figure that part out, you know?
Yeah.
And I have it recorded. So this is going to be a number through conference calling, which has international numbers. So everyone will have their local, you know, fee on that. And then if someone cannot make it because of time or being busy or whatever, it is going to be in a recording link that I will send to them, you know, if they kind of make it on live, so they wouldn't miss anything, let's say, then catch up, you know, for the other calls that they might be able to make, or just listen to all of them in the recording. And if they couldn't make any of them live, let's say it was only recording, they're going to communicate with me through the email, right, of the hummingbird, who'll give them and everything, any questions or anything like that, so they wouldn't miss still out having that personal questions or such with me that may come up from what they're receiving, you know, in the calls if they didn't make it on the live through the recording, you know.
Awesome. So I just wanted to just clarify again, so package A is those four MP3s, package B is the four MP3s plus a 90-minute session with Audrey, which includes your number codes, and package C are the three live Q&A calls, okay? Yeah, and so take a look at that if you are interested, if you would like to get some deep, deep, deep work done. And again, the link is alara.at/show/Audrey8. What do you mean with number calls?
Number codes.
Number codes. So these, like, for example, these are...
Or is she saying, like, the call is going to be done through conference calling, like a line, so we're not going to be visual?
Yeah, so it's just going to be audio, and but you can call in on the phone, and there is an option to do VoIP. So, you can call in to from the computer. So she means, she says, I mean number codes. So, like, these are the number codes that Audrey gave to me in my personal session with her. Okay, can you see that?
Each of those numbers are like, think of a computer. You put in a key codes, right, for information, to change things, to alter things. They are actually equations. They are light held, right? So in your field of what you are coded already. You were held and locked in certain things. This is recoding this system, you, your field of your energy. It's huge, generational, other aspects. I don't only work with you here. I work with your, because I'm a soul architect, your other aspects as well, because we have bleed through from those other aspects. Aspects, right? Other agreements that we made or generational things that are going on in other aspects of us lives, as people understand it, which are simultaneously happening. So this is to clean you up from not just you here, right? Because that's why many people will say, oh my goodness, you know, I work with the echelons or wherever, I have parasitic plague, and then, oh my goodness, they've come back and I have to do it again. What the heck is the value in that? No, we want to do it dot period the end and it's done, right? So Elohim embodied, a creator being, of codes of creation, the language I speak is going to help you with those things, you know, so you can be empowered and free you know, re-educated, you know, it must be, one must stand in these things. If they want to think they're going to act like this, behave like this, keep all this stuff and be found in the new, they're not, right? Because new means new. It's like Etch-a-Sketch. There's nothing on here anymore, right? Do people know the Etch-a-Sketch or the Magna Doodle? I had my kids, they upgraded it. There's another thing that's a Magna Doodle. You draw a picture and you go shishim, right? Yeah. And then the whole thing erases. This is it, people. New means new, right? We have this information written in the Book of Life already. Creation is bored itself of the same note being played over and over again, aren't you as well? So take part in things that are truly going to help you get out of that and assist you, because we still have this system here that tries to take so many down in every which way that it can, right? So that is why fortitude, strength, right? Fearlessness, to be empowered, to keep going, right? Because you know yourself how many times it wants to break you, wear you thin like a piece of cheese, so thin, you know what I mean? Keep crushing you and take you down. So no, right? We want to do these works that are going to help us to not be in that loop and that anymore, you know?
So earlier in the call, Katie, Audrey did run some numbers, you know, so she did run some number codes, you know, as well as language of the Akash and light language. And so during the three live calls, Audrey, are you also going to be running some number codes as well as light language, language of the Akash? Yeah.
Mm-hmm. So they will get a feel of it and such. And like I said, then they still have the option to take it personal, right?
Yeah.
Because when you're personal, then it's totally in your field. There's only an hour and a half and you have so many people, right?
Yeah.
They also from that are getting the gift of community. And it's so beautiful when whoever's talking, whoever's sharing, you get to hear someone else's experience through maybe feeling things that you yourself cannot feel. It doesn't matter if you don't feel. That is still happening to you, whether you can feel it or not. And it's so beautiful hearing other people having their experiences, what they're talking about or sharing, right?
Mm-hmm.
So it's such an intricate, beautiful thing, like a dance, you know, that happens, a symphony being played together. So yes, the personal is so important, and we do that to get in, right, and work on all that. But this is another beautiful opportunity, you know, because sometimes people feel so alone, right? Their mm-hmm. journey, what they're doing, no one understands me, you know.
Mm-hmm.
And this is a beautiful thing, right, to feel that community. That's why I'm just not talking. I want them to interact with each other and with me, you know. And so
awesome. Good. And so she's also asking, are different parts of one's life, do they change due to the number codes?
Yes. Their life, their experiences, what's going on. Yes, yes, that's the whole reason for the codes. Think of a computer, control, alt, delete. You want to, right, delete the old, so you reboot, but to the new, you know. One must be in the operating system. I tell people, I don't know, Laura, if you remember, but my mom, when I was little, had those big, fat, you know, like A-tracks. Do you remember the big, mm-hmm. fat ones, you know?
Yeah.
We can't put that on, play that on our system. Right now, we're in little disc, little whatever. This is like what has to be done with their system, their operating system, which is their consciousness playing through the vehicle and the energies, yes? Be upgraded to play upon those new fields. Otherwise, they won't be in resonance. They won't match it. Then they can't find themselves there. So to do the works that are being made available for them so they can fix the DNA that was altered, get rid of all that old stuff and upgrade and be in resonance to be able to find themselves upon that platform. That takes being re-educated, expanded awareness, expanded consciousness, right? Knowing what you are and being able to stand in it again, right? Not always used to being a puppet on a string for everyone to toss you and take you and put you wherever and tell you what to do. How do you think you're going to go from being a puppet, manipulated and all that kind of thing, to stand in your godhood? You're not going to know how to do it. You're not going to be able to do it because you say, tell me somebody else, right? So this is the time, like when the training wheels come off, ooh, you're a bit wobbly, right? But then you get it, you know, you're making a nice firm foundation, strong for oneself. That's why the declaration of self, the definition of self, right? Like when they talk about biblically, are you the wheat or are you the chaff, right? The chaff was the parasitic, the one that cannot sustain itself. It gave nothing, right? Or it had nothing for itself or any other. Or the wheat, which is productive, nourish self and others, right? Beautiful bounty of creation and life of the gift that was given, what to do. This dark already, when people are always like, walk through the dark and the shadow, blah, blah, blah. Look, people, okay, get it, okay? That is perpetuating that. You understand that I'm saying so many are perpetuating it still? It had a value at the time. So creation knows, right, what it is not, what lurks in the lower vibratory states of forgetting and separation, right? Yes, it had a value originally, but now it is looping and it's only the same. And when you walk through that over and over again, the trickery of that, you're only yet feeding that. Wouldn't you like to do something else than what you have done you walk through that dark thing that they want you in this life to think, oh, I got to go through the shadow and walk through all that. If you can know the trickery, you're going to say, oh my gosh, I'm believing that. Meanwhile, I've done that over and over and over. How many more times you need to do it? Stop. Take power and understand it. No, you don't have to do that anymore.
Yeah,
you
know? Exactly. Stop. So Melissa's asking, so the number codes will help us stay empowered, right?
Yes, all things. It is a tool to use. Let's say someone wants to bring something positive to themselves, a job, a love, clarity, whatever, right? Health issues, whatever it is. That positive thing you're going to think on and read the numbers so the energy supports you in that. If something in negative is happening, pulling you down, you need to be fortified, made strong against that to withstand that or help that dissolve and dissipate from you. You would think on that and read the numbers, right? Or if you don't have anything particular to think about, you just shoot out the numbers, right? That's throwing those energies out there to support you come what may, right? In this field, in this terrarium, in this fish tank of all the crazy and stuff that goes on. So you are fortified and help strengthen against come what may, yes? So the numbers are very, very, very powerful. Like I said, symbols have been contaminated. Language has been contaminated, dumbing down people. This is a pure way that is beyond contamination of numbers or symbols, you know? People are perpetuating the same thing over and over again. Again, people are not going to like me, and I really don't care. I come to tell you the truth, right? Old number five has to be put away. Know you had a firm foundation. Build from there. You don't just circle in the foundation over and over. Even the spiral, even the flower of life, the Metatron cube, all these things that people want to keep talking about. Again, I will say to you, does it stop the abomination from happening to children and people? Did it bring the money and the health and the truth of the world that it is, not the one, the false one that has been painted for them, you see? It was original good thing, but then they have gotten into it, contaminated. All those things, all the praying for peace, what has it done but support this platform that those that are the dark ones, the parasitic plague, have been able to perpetuate all of your prayers, all of your love, and everything else you've done when it only been looping in the same over and over again. So there must be this time to say stop, no more, right? And truly see a change that perpetuating always we're going to get there. But when are we going to get there? How about we get there already, you know? Then this continued perpetuation of things that is entailing for one to understand that they have to step in the new, you know, to be able to do that. Because those old things that we love and we honor and they're beautiful and wonderful and they helped us, they had a purpose at the time. It is not getting one to the new though, because then they would have gotten there already, you know? It cannot do that. One must partake of something else to partake of the new, which includes new re-education of oneself, empowerment of self, you know? The beings of light want to come in. They are beings that I channel. They are by name. I had given them the name beings of light because for humans to have a reference point, but they are high vibrational beings, that they are part of all that is not their name. This is very limiting language for them, but they love to come and speak in communication. They do not do the works, but they wrap up the people in the energy and they do love to speak to everyone. So here they come. Beautiful Alara, we say thank you. Thank you. We see you are feeling the energy. It is so beautiful, dear one. We want to say to Alara, thank you so much. Yes, for this invitation for our channel, you understand? Because you are giving this opportunity, this avenue, you understand? This that is being birthed here now for your beautiful ones to hear this that is so important. Yes? The others that will listen in again, and this will ripple out, you understand? To not perpetuate what they are used to, what they're familiar with, which has not gotten them to the place that is necessary to go. Yes? To be part of the new and standing one Godhood. So we say to you, thank you, thank you, thank you for this platform, yes, for our channel to be speaking of these things that some they will not touch, they will not look while they are sedated, you understand, and lost in a delusion and manipulation of such they do even not know that they are in. Yes, so we thank you for being strong, fortified, empowered, love truly to allow for her to come and speak these things, beautiful one, because you so love them, yes, love creation that you want to nourish them as well. Yes, then the same loops over and over that you know will not take them to the place that is important for them to get to, which entails stepping out of the comfort and the familiarity that they are so used to that will not get them there. Yes, so we thank you, beautiful Alara, and we thank you all that are listening. We say to you, perhaps you can feel us, yes? And again, it is no matter whether or not you can feel us, yes, but we are here with you. We have come in to say hello to all of you, yes, because we shall be on the call and we shall come in the sessions if you decide to have them in the private, which is so important. Channel makes time to have private, you understand? Again, as she had said, to touch hearts, yes? Heart and soul, so it is so important to laugh, to smile, yes, and to share. So, Alara, is there anything you would like to say to us before we return you to channel?
I remember that we were going to bring in the mother.
Yes, yes, yes. So we shall return to your channel. Yes, and she will do that for all of you, beautiful one. And we thank you. We look forward to when we will speak to you. Yes, again.
Yes, absolutely.
Much love, and we thank you. Okay, now it's me. All right. So time for the mother. I just want to explain. This is not mother, father, godhood, right? Which we understand mother, father, God is male and female, like we are male and female, right? Within ourselves. This is the first point of primordial creation being the mother, mother, right? And I emanate from that point. So I'm going to bring through the mother. Some people can feel her, you know, feel it, her, whatever name you want to say to it, the energies and such. And if you don't, it's okay. It doesn't matter. Because I have done it sometimes on a show and the people will say, well, what you say? Just like light language. What are you saying? Please, people, do not change it into English because you are downgrading it. We want to get out of this mind, which is elaborate, to the heart mind, right? Up to that mind, the new. You in this mother coming through, it is not so much to say in words. It's just to be nourished, right? You're feeling it already. Nourished within that womb, which at that point of primordialness, there was no words. There was no symbols, right? There was nothing but that. And one of my messages says, that I shared on YouTube again for free, no donate button on the bottom, right? Says it is time to follow the lifeline, which is the umbilical, back to the womb of the mother, right? As we are remade, balanced in the light, the pillar of light, male and female balance within ourselves, to be birthed forth anew. So as if we're birthing ourselves new, but new, the original point of our beingness, right? And then to create new things. So I'm gonna bring through the mother, and it's a little bit slower, and you'll see, here we go. Shai. Shemiyase Hashemaya Shikasayu Shemasiya Meshoshia Sishai Shumai Shazay Shema Shakasiya Smashai Shema Kesho Shema Shesei Shema Shehasania Hontia Yisrashaya Sesai. There you go.
Goodness. Oh my goodness. That was powerful. That was really powerful. I don't think you brought mother in before.
I have not, because remember, you're yawning a lot, so I don't want to overpower you. You got to function, Alara. You feel energy. We still want you functioning to do this show, you know? Yeah. So that, and not to overwhelm people. But the thing is, I want to re-educate them, wake them up of what they're usually used to on shows, okay? I'm not kidding around, because this is not a kidding around situation where beings who are invisible and speak words and write books and do everything, and the other people who are laughing, ha ha ha, and talking. I don't think this situation, this is one that we've come to, yes, be joyful and love, but to handle the situation so the book is closed, so we can write anew. So we are educated instead of living in a world that we are dumbed down and we don't know the truths of reality, what is really out there, than only the one they've painted for one for eons of time, yes? And what is people's rights that they should have? Free energy, money, wellness, you know, all of the bounty that is theirs, you know, and never a person or a child being sick, dying, eaten, my God, you know, souls on market and, you know, sexual things, all this stuff. Come on, you know, that is all from the forgetting and the parasitic plague and stuff. And we don't want to do that anymore, right? We want to be a well-balanced, educated, you know, a beautiful beingness expressed, because this has no more purpose for all of this. It's just a played out note, you know, that those in forgetting that want to perpetuate and keep it held throughout creation. So no more, you know, absorbed back to the all that is, right? If they cannot be made well, so they can be remade in that way, you know, while the other ones could go forth evolution and do what they're going to do in the beautiful gift of their individualization to keep, you know? So this is very important, you know, then continuing what is going on, you know? So thank you so much. And bringing in the mother is part of for people to understand, right? What are you going to go do? You're going to go make the bestseller of the one who's giving you a little this, that, and the other thing. I've just said to you, I've had children, Archangel Michael, I'm an Isle of Human Body, walking upon the earth, weaver of codes of creation, a soul architect, energy engineer, you know, from primordial time before time. I don't know what else more to say to you. I rewrite the Akash, you understand? So many things. So I don't know what else Alara and I can say to put this out there for people to partake of these things, which are extremely powerful and doesn't happen every day in and out, to work with an embodied Elohim, one who has children, whose youth gave children to Archangel Michael, if people want to understand from that perspective. And I don't just only talk that way because I want to empower them as the spark of divinity that they are, to stand in their godhood, remember what they are from their original point of essence before they began all this, to be returned to, then playing in all the multiple distractions that are still set up by this system to hold them, right, in a beautiful intricacy. So they don't understand what is truly happening to them. So I've come to shatter the filter, blow their mind, wake them up, shake them up, right, as rebel is needed, non-compliancy is needed. So we just don't fit into all that continuation, you know, and say no more. That saying no more, because you have realization, knowing, understanding, knowledge is so much, right? Because your hands are not dirty in delusion, illusion, manipulation, all sedation, all as well. You know that something isn't okay and right, right? And you're doing the works for yourself, for your generations, for the collective, for creation itself, to not take part in that anymore, you know? She's like, no, please don't speak light.
It's like, I wanted to ask a question, and it's like, oh my God, she's starting to do the light language again, and I'm going to start yawning again. I won't be able to talk. So Penny was asking, she said, if I got codes 18 months ago, could we need an update, or is that our code forever? Oh, no.
Well, that's so good that she's bringing up that question. Thank you so much, so I could talk to people about that. If one goes away with that code, they have that code. But the better thing to do is to continue with the work when you see the value in the work, because I'm doing Rewrite the Akash, light language. I'm doing so many things upon them. And I'm giving those numbers, doing the work the numbers deliver, right? And then their own tool they have. So you cannot do all things at one time, because you got to give the physical time to adjust, right? Because my work is about, we don't have time to lay in a bed that other people are talking about ascension for 4 or 5 days, 3 days. We got kids, we got bills, we got responsibility, older parents, we got to be able to function, right? So this is a voice to let you understand that's that person's filter saying it, but we need to function. There's another way to do powerful work, but yet still function, right? So they will receive a number at a certain point, right? Going into, let's say, 4 digits of that, each number is a frequency octave to hold. So they'll reach somewhere in the thousands where they can receive at that time and still be comfortable for them, powerful but yet comfortable to function. And they would work with that at their own leisure, at their own pace, some a couple weeks, some a couple months, you know. They can come back and get a new list of numbers. So we begin with the countdown, we place the numbers in different places, which is a different code, right, for each person, where the numbers are placed in a series combination, go beyond, let's say, that 4-digit number that they left off at. So we weave further codes, right, into the field for them, going even beyond to a higher octave, into like 5-digit numbers and beyond, right? So this is receiving those energies, acclimating, using them in their life. And as they go, they can get new series of numbers, you know, until the last person that I've worked with over some period of time went to 100,000, you know. And it's so beautiful because she came in as a healer, as a beautiful young one. And she said she didn't want to talk, right? Because she knew, oh my goodness, this language is contaminated. But then when you go to school, you have to talk at some point, you know? So she did. Rather than, you know, be put in other classes and such. She knew she could talk, so she did. And she uses language so precisely, because she's like, if I need to use this contaminated thing, I'm going to say exactly what I want to say with the proper word, you know? And she's received the work for so long that she received that high number for her devotion to the work. And I said to her, you know, you're not going to go beyond that in the next session. She's like, it's okay. You know, she's like, I want the light language, I want the numbers, because she knew it was going to be a different code up to that point. And she's the one who's so beautifully at the end of it. And I share, thank you so much for her word. She said, it's as if I, as a weaver of codes of creation that I am, put a beautiful material on them, right? And then lace upon lace upon lace is layered, which are the gossamer strings, which are nothing but are all things, and the energy, the weaving of energy that I'm doing upon them. So it's like then at a certain point, it all comes together, right? Exactly fit to them like a tailor, like a weaver would do, right? Mm-hmm. Which are the codes, which are the energy, layer upon layer, right? That one is receiving to have this new garment, so to say, biblically speaking of, right? New energetic, new field, new body and all that as they go along. And as I said, one being devoted to it as well. They're devoted to many things that distract them, that play with them, that aren't going to do anything. You know what I mean? Why wouldn't they want to when one is beginning to go, wow, in a session, I don't even know how to explain what that is. It's so beyond words, right? It's true. This is not a selling tactic. It is a wow. And so beyond words, you know, like you're experiencing the mother, so beyond words. So when they receive the works, right, they know this is real and they come. This is a wellspring of the divine that I bring through to help nourish them, fortify them, strengthen them. So they want to drink every now and then. So they have that because all of this place, right, is still what is going on, you know? So it's multi layered, you know.
So Melissa has a question, I guess, right after you did the channeling with the mother, and she says, my heart is racing nearly out of my chest. Audrey, do you have a message around this?
Well, that is the energy, because your heart, right, is the new mind, right, is that new space of all that comes through the heart, you know. So it's just feeling that high energy, right? And it's coursing through her system. It'll be fine and everything is fine. So no worries about that. But that is just like awareness. Wow, right? This is a real thing that's happening, you know? I'm just going to do some fairies for her and for everyone so it just could make it a little bit more gentle for them. Verte when I speak light language, there's so many, right, that I'm accessing at one time or what is needed. This is not the same thing or a small limitation, because again, you're working with Elohim speaking the language and the Akash language and all of this, you know? So whatever is needed, many different sounds, frequencies, things that are being brought forth that they're witnessing while I'm trying to show them today, right, a bit of what they would have in their private, you know. Mm-hmm.
Exactly. Awesome. Good. So I was just going to ask you, Melissa, how are you doing? She's very... Very calming.
So beautiful. It helped because it is high energy, right? So your system is like, oh my goodness, what is that? Oh my goodness. But your soul's going, yes, they made it. Good. Partake, you know. So, you know.
Awesome. Good. Thank you. All right. So anything else I love the fairies. Yes, me too. And they really help to like, I find when you bring in the fairies, it kind of is like a bomb, you know, BALM. I hate that word, but yes, BALM, yes. You know?
Because it is like also people like to use the word psychic surgery or whatever, but I don't use that. But we are, like my work will say to people, sometimes people say, I want to record it and hear it over and over. My work is not needed to hear over 1, 2, 3, how many times, right? If you did that, it would be for pleasure. Yes, they can record if they want. I do not. Because they say, what do you think? We do not do what we accomplish to do, right? When we come to do it, it's like a surgeon. You put a cut. Do you want the surgeon to open that cut 10 times? No. Even 1 or 2 times, you know that you did what had to be done. And then you bomb. I say the word that you're saying, like a bombing, a healing. Yeah. After what was done, they like soothe it and smooth it. It's like a balm. I love the word. I wanted you to say your impression of that, but that's why the fairies are there the whole time through this process, popping in and out, right, to help soothe it, because we're taking out stuff that's been there forever. Sometimes I cough, I retch, you know, that is just like releasing that stuff that has been stuck, you know, for so long, you know, out of their systems. And I just want to mention, sometimes someone's gifts and abilities they have already are enhanced, right? Or they begin to speak light language as well. So it's always multiple things that are happening at one time, you know, begin automatic writing or whatever it may be, you know?
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, so many things start to shift and change. Right? Yeah, absolutely.
Exactly.
So if you, so, you know, Renata has an intensity in her head now, which, you know, is probably from the energy, from all the high vibe.
Vanessa, I don't see her picture. But Vanessa, again, the same thing. If one is nauseous, dizzy, whatever, it's just a side effect because it's showing you energy you're not familiar with. You're not used to that. So you may play and listen to a whole bunch of people, but this is real people. Come and partake. You understand? You want to make a high number of calls for people? I don't know what more I can say to you to make a high number, to realize that this is real and come partake of it. You know what I mean? So I've been on the show how many times, and beautiful ones who have come, but my goodness, this is an opportunity. You know, people are showing you it's real. They're feeling you, Laura yourself is showing them it's real, right? By the yawning and all of that and the people's reactions, you know, over her head.
Awesome.
I want them to realize you were so beautiful that you allowed me to come on the show. And I'm not just talking about what I'm doing. And when they pay in exchange, they receive, right? You allow me to come on to gift and give and do work and send it out there for them and in the field. And then it's their responsibility to come and make it more personal to them, to continue the gift that you and I are delivering unto them, like good mommies, right? Because you're a mommy, I'm a mommy. We put good things in their backpack. They may not even realize what they're getting, but are there for them. And so they have the opportunity to go even deeper. I like to say I give a good inoculation, right? So it's theirs to come back to even bring all these things more personal and depth for them, you know, that is on themselves to step into this and be distracted and play, but seriously, for themselves, for creation, for their generations, for their other aspects, for creation itself, you know what I mean?
Exactly.
Rather than just playing the physicality, because there's so much more than just the moment of the physical, you know, and the importance of what we realize is truly going on here, right? To get out of that, you know, not be deluded and such. So we assist to close the book on that, you know? Mm-hmm. So no other one is deluded by the story. Oh, they want to have that experience. No, originally, no one ever wanted to be stuck in it, that they cannot have any other experience, that the gift of life is like an abomination, what they are doing with it, rather than to allow one to experience the true magic from the false magic. I say, I shatter the smoke in the mirrors, right? Of the false magic and illusion. So one could remember the true magic they are and to begin to experience and express that and remember and recall that, right? Than this that has continued and has no more purpose for it, you know? So one more message I say, it's the time of the great divide. Make a decision, no more fence sitting, right? Can't fence sit. Your essence of your beingness, right? Will be told where you are in the time of that great divide, right? Devolution or evolution, right? So take the works to assist one to be standing in their godhood. You know?
Yeah, absolutely. And so, you know, there are three different options for you to work with Audrey more deeply. Package A are the four MP3s. Package B is the 90-minute personal session with Audrey. Or package C are the three group calls, the three live group Q&A calls. So please do take a look at them. They're available at alara.at/show/Audrey8. And Melissa just said, Audrey, all this energy is so palpable, the real deal. I so resonate with this channeling.
Oh my goodness, thank you so much. It is real. Yes, an Elohim embodied, a weaver of codes of creation from first points of origination before all primordialness cannot play. And I say, I have everything. This is not my business to make a living, you know?
Yeah.
This is here because as the work I do behind the scenes and creation moved me, that I have clients around the world without having to travel anywhere, right? Because their soul is moved, spirit moves them to find me. And then spirit wanted me to go on these beautiful shows to have another access to deliver unto them that they may not even understand what they're receiving. So they have this out there and within themselves, you, the beautiful gift you're giving. And then for them to step up, to be able to partake of this, that is so real. So thank you so much for her also bearing witness, you know, to what is real and taking the time from my life and my world and my hubby and my kids and whatever to do this of the work that I do behind the scenes as a bushwhacker, opening up things, weaving things. So others from years back. So this quickening could be assisted, right, through ones of us who do that work how long ago. So this quickening can happen, and as we said, all the other beautiful people lighting up and coming on board, right? It was others who did work. That's why they levitate me and turn me back on. So I would assist behind the scenes and then with those that are led to come and receive the works, you know, as well.
Yes, awesome. Thank you. And thank you everybody for your questions as well, questions and comments. Thank you so much. That brought forth so much more, you know, than we could talk about, right? All the different channeling, all the different the messages, the different energies, you know. So thank you. And you know, I'm like,
you're gonna sit in it. Everyone could relax. Ah, you know, because oh. When they work with me 2 or 3 days, it sits through them working and everything. So it's beautiful. It's like a dam. We put cracks in the dam. I tell people, you want it to flow away. Don't pull it back to you. What's this? What's the story? No, just bye-bye. Thank you. Right. Let it flow through and just away, you know.
Exactly. Yeah. Don't get caught up in the story.
Oh, I see how beautiful. Marie is saying no words.
Exactly. No words.
My work says, Audrey, take them to the place beyond any words, because once they're there in that place, they will see that words can do that place no justice, you know? Yeah. So there you go. I'm doing my job, doing my thing. So that's beautiful. It is so beyond words when someone has the experience. We are trying to capture words to help them understand, right? But it is even beyond that. You know?
Exactly. Yeah, we can't describe it. So. I mean, you guys see me yawning. You guys see me like all totally like... I don't know. I don't know how I am now. Exactly. So thank you. And I'm like sweating now. So it's like, oh my God, I need to like bring out my fan. Everybody loves my fan. I love my fan.
Oh, it's so beautiful. I need to get one of those. I know. I'm on here and I'm going like this because I'm like, I'm hot.
Yeah, exactly. I'm like, oh my God. So yeah, this is definitely a high vibe call. You can go back and listen to it again, obviously. And you know, receive more or differently, you know, so just be open and also take a look at the special offers. Like I said, there's 3 packages, A, B, and C. See which one resonates with you. You definitely want to work with Audrey if you can. I always enjoy working with Audrey, and I'm looking forward to another session with her soon. If not today, then maybe soon this weekend, because we had such a blast last time. Remember? Oh my God, it was like so powerful and it's like so much fun. So I don't think I can do it today, Audrey. I'm like sweating.
No, not today. Let all this acclimate in. Just shoot me an email and we'll figure it out, you know?
Yeah, for exactly.
Next week or the weekend or something. Give your little baby over there, your little baby puppy, a little huggy. And
I will. I think he's with daddy because, yes, he was with daddy. But daddy. I will. He needs mommy time. They went out and he came back and he was like coming to me and it's like, I can't do anything with you right now. I'm still doing my show. But he needs mommy time. I'm like sweating buckets. Oh my goodness.
I know. Look, me too. That's another side effect of just like high energy. So yeah, I have air conditioning on. I have a fan over my head and I'm just like, whoo. You know?
Exactly. Drink some water, you know, listen to your body. What does your body require? Just don't go into the story. Let's let it go. Remember that. All that stuff, all that story stuff, all those emotions that we get dragged into, they're not real, right? They're part of that parasitic plague. And it is true, you know, they feed off of all that energy. I mean, I have given them so much. I'll be honest. I've given them so much to feed off of in the past, but no more, you know. It's like enough, you know, and be true to you, you know, come back to your essence, know who you are, right? Know that you are God, Goddess, the Godhood, you know, be that and then function from that space. Okay. This was awesome. Thank you. Thank you again, Audrey, so much.
You're welcome. And I want them to remember their purpose that we spoke about, because that whole distraction of what's my purpose kind of thing, question of this great purpose, what is greater than the purpose that I already set you? You are bringing balance to creator creation, the expanse of his conscious and experience from the chaos of that, the balance which brings it meaning, right? And having this beautiful chance to have even consciousness expressing through a vessel, right? So to remember to paint, create, and stand in your, to be the master and the master, the master and the masterpiece, one and the same, and throw away the crutches and training wheels. So you stand on that beautiful platform, right? Defined is what you understand, all the multiple things that you were doing. Don't be lost in that other trickery as well, you know?
Yeah. So. That is also trickery too. Yeah, absolutely. Thank you for that reminder. All right, everyone. Thank you. Have a great weekend. I will see you, some of you, on Sunday and next week. So thank you. And until next time, may you continue to be blessed with an abundance of joy, peace, love, happiness, prosperity, and radiant health. Sending you all much love and blessings always. Bye for now.